I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday here on the Junkies, and joining us from PFF, their lead NFL analyst, Sam Monson, joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
What's
We're
up, Sammy?
Loving that Monday Night Football game. We all know how good Patrick Mahomes is. Got to believe he's ranked number one for you guys, although there are about four or five quarterbacks just having unbelievable starts to the year. Give us kind of your top guys ranked PFF grade so far this year.
Yeah, Mahomes was phenomenal last night, but I think the guy that's number one right now, I think we still have to work last night's game through the final all 22 checks and get a lockdown number on that. But Aaron Rodgers has been number one through the first few weeks of the season. He's been MVP Aaron Rodgers, the guy from 2011, the guy that we thought was gone, was long dead and buried and on the decline. 2011 Aaron Rodgers has been back with a vengeance. So he's been the number one quarterback. I think Russell Wilson is right up there with him. And then Mahomes could well jump into the number three spot based off last night's game.
All right, so let's go to the bottom, because the big topic here in D.C. is Dwayne Haskins. And Dwayne Haskins, on Sunday, it seemed like the head coach said he wasn't going to pull the plug, but then yesterday when he spoke to the media said that there's a cutoff point. What do you guys see from Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, Sunday was Dwayne Haskins at his worst. I mean, that was concerning. Whatever about how he'd been before that game and whether there was development happening or where he landed on that spectrum, Sunday was just a disaster against the Browns. It was his worst game. He had six turnover-worthy plays in that game. He'd had like five before in his entire career. Like, it was just an absolute disaster for him. It felt like, you know, for every good thing he did, it took him two attempts to do it. You know, he'd miss the guy the first time, and then he'd connect on the second time, and then he'd offset every good play with a bad mistake, an interception, a turnover, or whatever, and those got made to look even worse, because every time there was an interception, the Browns put up a touchdown off the back of it. You know, they were scoring points directly off those mistakes. So that was about as bad as it gets for Dwayne Haskins. What they have to ask themselves is, does he get better by benching him? You know, was it a bad game? Do we chalk it down to experience and do we move on? Or are we actually going to improve him by sitting him down, trying to, you know, get him to learn from the sideline and then putting him back in later on, if indeed that's even an option? Or are you saying, you know, right now we've seen enough from Dwayne Haskins and it's time to cut bait and look to a different plan down the line?
Do you guys ever see, you know, you guys do the grades, you look at every throw. Like you said, you don't just judge the result, you judge the throw. So when Tom Brady has a pass, which could be a touchdown pass, but it's dropped, you give him a score as a good grade. And same thing, conversely, when a guy has a pass, which could easily be an interception, you grade him negatively. Do you ever see a guy who's graded as low as Haskins? And he's been graded as low, and I understand it's a small sample size, and he's only had 10 starts. Move up to be one of the top-tier quarterbacks?
Well, Josh Allen, maybe, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's still small sample sizes. You can still – guys can play at a bad level for a couple of games, bounce back, and that was just a blip on their radar. And, you know, guys can have really rough rookie seasons. One of the worst rookie seasons we've ever seen was from Matthew Stafford. His grade, his first year was atrocious. And he was right there. He's really the only one that's had a terrible rookie grade and bounced back to being a completely different player. The rest of the guys on that list are quarterbacks that almost immediately dive out of the league. It's, you know, it's Blaine Gabbert, it's Blake Bortles, it's those kinds of guys, and then Matthew Stafford. So it's definitely possible for a guy to look really, really rough right out of the gate and bounce back, but at some point you want to see that development. And right now, the concerning thing for Haskins is that he's heading in the other direction. That there's no signs of development and improvement. He's just had his worst game of his career, and it's not like the rest of his season had been particularly impressive either.
What do you see that to build on? Like, if you were coaching him up, like, what are the building blocks that you have with Haskins to try to salvage this?
He's in a tough spot because clearly the situation around him isn't great either, and he's not the only guy dealing with that. A lot of those young quarterbacks that mm-hmm. got put into bad situations are still dealing with them. You look at what Sam Darnold is stuck with in New York with the Jets, and I think it's going to cost Darnold his starting opportunity as well. Like, there's just nothing to work with. The Jets are probably on course for the number one overall pick or one of the top picks. They're going to be picking a quarterback, and Sam Darnold's probably going to have to try and reclaim his career later on down the line, not through his own fault. You know, Sam Darnold hasn't been good, but he's just had nothing to work with. And you can point to a couple of the other quarterbacks in the last few draft classes for whom the same thing is true. So Haskins just doesn't have much to work with. You've got Terry McLaurin, who's the one legitimate light on that offense, the weapon. But outside of that, he's in a tough spot. It's not a great offensive line. There aren't that many options to go with from a receiving standpoint. So it's tough to grade him too harshly based off the fact that nobody's helping him out either. And there are very few quarterbacks. You know, you need to be a transcendent talent to be able to transform a disastrous situation just by your mere presence. You see it every now and again. Joe Burrow looks like he's got a shot to do that in Cincinnati. But Joe Burrow is maybe the best quarterback prospect we've ever seen come along in terms of what he did in his last college season. And Burrow has far better weapons in terms of receiving options than a guy like Haskins or Sam Darnold. So it's rough. There are things to build on. You can see glimmers of the talent. You know, every now and again, he sees something he likes, stands back, delivers a ball, and you can see the arm talent and the throw looks good, but there's just not enough of them right now. And he's making too many mistakes to offset every one of those good passes.
Joined by Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. Do you think that targeting the running backs might help a little bit as far as Haskins' development? McKissick and Gibson only targeted 16 times through three games. Is that enough, or do we need to see more of that going forward?
Yeah, it's certainly an option. Obviously, running backs are that sort of built-in check-down option, the easy way out of the pass play when you don't find what you really like. Sometimes, you know, you can use running backs in the passing game and scheme them open some design plays and try and get some cheap yardage out of defenses. And I think that's something that this offense could do a better job of, is trying to help Haskins out in terms of play design and just giving him some free yards. You know, even Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in the NFL, one of the greatest of all time already. And yet you watch what the Chiefs offense does, and there's still a ton of plays in that offense that are free yardage for Patrick Mahomes, that are schemed up, that are just wins by the play design, and all Mahomes has to do is not screw it up. You know, the touchdown shovel pass to the fullback, like literally any quarterback in the NFL can make that play. Like, Mahomes throws in his own little wrinkle and does it underarm, but those are free plays that Andy Reid and that offense is able to scheme up, and they're the best in the league at it. They're right up there as good as anybody. Haskins isn't getting that, and whether it would make the difference between him grading as one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL and grading out somewhere viable is debatable, but, you know, he's struggling. So let's throw him a lifeline and let's give him something to work with and let's help him out.
So, Sam, I wanted to kind of bounce around the league here. Haskins is rated 31 out of 31 in the I don't know how much you pay attention to the QBR category, but he's ranked dead last in that category. Just behind Sam Darnold. And a couple guys who I'm guessing you had rated pretty high last year, Cousins and Wentz, are 28 and 29 right now. And that's pretty alarming and surprising. I mean, Baker Mayfield is 9, Fitzpatrick is 5. And then you got to go all the way down to 28 and 29 to see Cousins and Wentz. What are you seeing specifically with Cousins and Wentz and why they are so poor this year?
Yeah, QBR is an interesting metric because it's got a couple of blind spots. I think it does a good job overall, and it's certainly better than quarterback or passer rating, which is obviously the thing that right. was used as like the one data point to measure quarterbacks. Passer rating is not a terrible number, but it's like an offensive passing efficiency number, right? It requires the guy on the other end to catch the ball and those kinds of things to show well. QBR, I think, does a little bit of a better job because it factors in some air yards and a few other things that aren't in the passer rating calculation, but it has a couple of blind spots as well. PFF grade is where you're giving credit for the throw. If it was a good throw, you're giving it credit. If it's a bad throw, you're giving it credit. And the end result doesn't really matter for our purposes because it's trying to tell you how a guy's playing. And ultimately, if a guy's playing well, he's not going to get bad results all the time. It's going to turn around. So we're in lockstep with QBR and Carson Wentz. He's the second worst graded quarterback in the NFL for us. And he looks broken right now. I mean, he's not making horrendous decisions, but he just doesn't put the ball where he wants to put it. It's like a golfer with the yips. There's something wrong with his swing, and it's not going out where it's supposed to. And I'm not sure how you fix that, to be honest. Like, there's no natural break in the season for you to sort of tear a guy's throwing motion down and rebuild it from the ground up and get him back to where he needs to go. So I'm not sure how they come out of the other side of that one, other than just hoping that the real Carson Wentz shows up again. And that's kind of concerning for the Eagles.
It's crazy, Sam, because we saw it against Washington. He started off the game hot in the opener, had a really nice ball to Goddard for a touchdown, like great ball placement. And then his two interceptions, I think, were just bad throws, maybe not great decisions, but also more to the inside instead of outside on out patterns.
Yeah, and you can tell it's grating on the Eagles. You know, Doug Peterson has been pretty short with the media, asking essentially what the hell is wrong with Carson Wentz. I think it's bothering everybody in that building, possibly because they don't have the answer either. I don't think there's an easy fix to a guy who's just, irrationally got the yips. There's just, for some reason, the ball's not going where he's trying to throw it. So that's a concern. Cousins is where we differ, though. We're actually higher this season on Cousins than QBR is. He's middle of the pack somewhere for us. And he's a strange quarterback because I think he's a technically very proficient quarterback. He reminds me a lot of Derek Carr in that I think they are both fundamentally good technical quarterbacks, but there's clearly something missing from both guys that means they're never going to be, you know, the top quarterbacks in the NFL. They don't have that special something. It's difficult to parse out, but you can see it every now and again where, generally speaking, the more disadvantageous the passing situation, the worse those guys are going to play. Whereas guys like Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Peyton Manning and Tom Brady back in the day, when you put those guys in tough spots, they still responded and they changed their game. And you had to worry about them bringing a team back, you know, with one drive, the game on the line. You don't as much with Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins. There's just something not there that makes those guys wilt in key situations most of the time. And that's, I think, the difference between them in terms of PFF grade and some of these other guys.
Back to the Washington football team real quick. You mentioned the offensive line woes. How bad do you have them graded? I know in week one, Jaron Christian and Wes Martin were graded, if not last, second to last, by PFF. How have they done the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, and that's part of what I'm talking about in terms of Haskins' situation. You know, he just doesn't have the best offensive line in front of him, which isn't helping anything. But they haven't been as bad, I think, the past couple of weeks, but it's not a good line. And there's definitely some weak spots there. And offensive line is as much about your weakest link than it is about anything else. You know, how bad is the weak link on your line? Because that's going to determine how good the unit is. I think just generally speaking, the line for Washington is a little bit of a drag on the entire offense. It's causing them enough problems that their run game can't be fantastic and take pressure off Haskins. I mean, obviously, it's causing problems for Haskins himself in terms of pass blocking. So Yeah, there are worse offensive lines in the NFL. And if you look, you know, at Joe Burrow, he's on his way to be getting killed by the Cincinnati Bengals line over the course of this season. But it's definitely not helping.
Sam, appreciate the time. It's good stuff. Monson from Pro Football Focus. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Yep, you too.
He's
Pro
really
Football
good.
Focus Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. Yes, he's excellent. Really All right, coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page. EB's going to fill us in on what celebrity is unhappy with her private parts next on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know what? Right now, let's hook up the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We have a copy of WWE 2K Battleground. WWE 2K Battlegrounds is tons of fun. Pull off over-the-top moves. Use your special abilities to crush your opponents in your favorite match types with unique twists like Royal Rumble, Steel Cage, and more. Get it now on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Stream, and Stadia. Just be the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Just real quick before we get to the entertainment page, because I know if I did it, I would have been grilled.
Yeah.
Pretty good to bring up QBR to a PFF guy when their whole thing is grading people with PFF grades, and Jason all of a sudden brings up QBR rankings.
Well, I just wanted to compare it to what he had. That's all I was asking. Was it outlandish?
Well, he compared it.
I just know
you would have grilled me for bringing up the other. It's a rival. They've got their own rankings. That's why we have PFF guys on. They grade their quarterbacks.
Okay, right. Well, that was – I mean, you always bring up the QBR rating. That was just bringing it up to compare what they had with their PFF rating.
All right, fine.
Why is that outlandish?
I think it's fair.
Yeah, I mean
– I actually really like the PFF guys. They're all
awesome.
Really good. I mean,
I'm locked in
when he talks. Maybe it's the accent or something. Where's
he
from?
Irish.
I think he's from Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah, he's silly. I get size for him, but I think he's kind of on the same track that we all are. That we're looking at a quarterback change here if things don't turn around in a hurry.
Well, it's definitely going to be the main focus. And everybody's watching that Ravens game on Sunday for sure.
I mean, one of the headlines for the recap of week 3, number 6, was Washington needs to start thinking about life after Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
Well, the writing started. There's buzz growing.
It's not fair. But he can quiet everyone if he gets a great week of work and they just have a great game plan and he plays well. It'll calm things for a little bit. You're always going to be under scrutiny here, though. You got to play at a good level week after week. I mean, RG3 was God in 2012. And then he started to, you know, showed that he wasn't quite right after the surgery and everything. Mm-hmm. And people bailed on him with the quickness. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable how quickly. And I was one of them. We're just like, well, he doesn't have it anymore. Next.
Now he's just a Lamar Jackson cheerleader. on the sidelines for the Ravens.
That position, you have to be good week after week after week.
Well, especially if you're drafted pretty high. I mean, if you're a first-round quarterback, the fans expect you to perform like a franchise quarterback.
And listen, I don't want to nuke my EP because I have some good stuff here. But maybe we can touch on it a little bit tomorrow. Maybe I'll try to watch some. But I know Kyle Allen really struggled last year in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. But he had some really good games, too.
Yep.
And, you know, still overall, with all these struggles, you know, he went 5-7 as a starter. Won five games. He struggled in some, but he played very, very well in five or six games, too. You know, he had three or four games where he was really bad. Three picks, four picks. But then other games, he wasn't very bad. But they lost, but he wasn't that bad. I mean, if you look at the numbers.
Well, six you're talking about Kyle Allen, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
16 picks in his last nine games.
Well, okay, I understand he had a bad stretch. But he still had more touchdowns than interceptions last year.
Yeah,
he was
17,
doing that.
You're
with
right.
He was doing that with the best player in football on his offense.
Cakes, I'm not saying he's particularly good, but I think you got to look at the whole package. And he was bad down the stretch, but he also was really good at other times. So it is what it is. Put it this way. He's had more better games than Haskins. It's not even close.
He had eight games where he threw for over 250 yards. He had multiple games over 300 yards. Haskins hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's
not even close.
He was throwing the ball to the other team.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
so far, not that his quarterback rating was higher. Then Haskins, he won more games.
Look, you're going to get to see Kyle Allen.
Listen, right. I don't even want to see him.
You're going to get your wish.
I don't even want to see him.
Well, you
it
will.
Sounds like
you
it.
I don't even
will.
Care about him. But I think it's a little overstated that we already know he's horrific because he's had more good games than our guy.
Well, yeah, you're just comparing him to the worst guy in QBR in the league.
By the way, the wild card.
I'm comparing him to the guy that's starting ahead of him.
The wild card is Alex Smith. I know they're not dressing him right now. But let's say Haskins has another horrible game. Let's say he has another two bad games. And they just say, no, we're not going to go to the Giants. We're going to move him all the way. I could see them moving Haskins to number three, and then they have a scenario where they have Allen and Smith as the guys who are dressing on Sunday.
Oh, 100%. 100%, I could see that.
Well, if he
goes to non-dressing, that means he's done here.
Well, it just means
he's
but everything changes.
Done.
Cakes, nobody wants to say it. But I'll raise my hand and say it. He pretty much already is done here. He's not going to be their quarterback. I would be stunned if he is their quarterback starting. I'll jump ahead to 2 years. Okay, Ron Rivera is going to get at least 3 years, right?
2 years.
What are the chances?
22?
What are the chances that Dwayne Haskins is the starting quarterback for Ron Rivera in year three of the Rivera?
There's a better chance of you learning how to fly with your
arms. Exactly. Chance that I've colonized Mars.
Exactly.
Same chance that I can reverse dunk right now.
Right. Yeah. So there's no reason to like hold off. It's already over.
Same chance that my short game will improve.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The same chance that I'll never have a three putt again.
If you practice at your short game, it would be better than Dwayne Haskins' short, medium, and long game passing for the Washington football team.
Although I did have two birdies on the front side. Nobody cares what you shot, but that was still fun.
Let me go get my hat.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Throw that lid on.
Yeah.
All right, give us a little EP, an abbreviated EP, and we may have a surprise.
By the way,
in the EP or next segment.
The best EP is an abbreviated EP.
EP is a sponsored EP, sponsored by our friends at Wave Soda. Go to wavesoda.com.
Give me that code.
Get your order in. Get 15% off.
By the way, I'm getting a shipment today.
All right, hold on.
One
What's the guy's name? Nat?
Oh, my God.
Nat Noon.
Seriously, the entertainment page turns into
like
3 minutes of Wave Soda talk every time.
But you know what? It entertains me that EB still hasn't sent an email to our guy Nat to get his code.
I have zippy emails from Nat Noon.
Oh, my God. I'll text you his info right now.
N-O-O.
I'm going to share contact with you, Ricky. Do
I have zippy emails from him.
I'm sharing contact in the next 15 seconds. Jesus.
All right. So I talked about this. I guess she's a celebrity because she was in the Pussycat Dolls, and she's hot.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a titillating story. Her name is Jessie Peralta.
A celebrity. If you're in the Pussycat Dolls, I do not count you as a celeb.
All right, look her up. She was one of the original Pussycat Dolls.
What? There's a long line of them?
I think. It's like Menudo. They just have different ones.
Okay.
But she apparently gave birth And during the whole, you know, birthing, that's a nightmare down there, what's going on. She said she had some tearing on kind of her privates. I don't even know what words I could say, so I won't.
Yeah. Get a tear.
So
Isn't that standard?
Yeah, but not like the episiotomy tear. Like she said there was a tear.
Now we're getting real clinical.
Yeah, a tear to
That's never happened to Amy.
C-section, my friend.
Well, he's...
Oh, I know what he's saying. I know. Yeah.
By the way, you can probably say the same because when's the last time you even inspected?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. So apparently during the birthing there was some tear in not that area. Yes, and she says they tried to sew it up, but she could feel the thread through her skin, and she didn't have any pain medication, so she said, no, just stop, it's fine. Now, it turns out, I guess she's looking at...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Little technical snafu there in the last segment.
Happens every once in a while.
The entertainment page was abbreviated, kind of like Jordan Reed season.
Yeah. Come on, man. Why you got to kick a guy?
Well, I mean, they're playing on the worst turf in NFL.
Jordan Reed's had 100 concussions.
How many?
He comes back and actually plays well, and he's down for 6 to 8 weeks. JP's just piling on all the
Some
time.
Guys just
no,
it
was allowing
healthy.
You to pile on me because I'm the one who said that the Washington football team should have brought Jordan Reed back. I'm opening myself up for you.
We don't even need to pile on you for that. We knew that was madness for trying to bring him back here.
I stand by my theory. You would have paid him nothing. He's getting peanuts, and you would have gotten 1-2-touchdown game out of him.
Okay, but you would have also had a hole on your roster because you know that he's going to miss games.
Not really. You play him. All right, the hole in your roster is you don't keep your third-string tight end, and you find somebody else to be your third-string tight end once you move him to the IR.
I'm the king of the Logan Thomas hype train, okay? That guy's wildly inefficient. He's got an ineffective quarterback delivering him the ball, yet he's getting targeted a ton. I don't understand what's going on with that. I don't understand the fascination.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Logan
he's not
Thomas.
Good. Cakes, he's not good.
Then why is he being targeted like he's good?
Because he's the best they got. He's the best they got outside of McCoy.
Because the plays are designed to go to him a lot of times, and he doesn't have separation. And other times when he's open, Haskins misses him. It's a combination.
Well, all right. That's on the coaching staff that they went out and got Logan Thomas.
Agreed. Where are all the mismatches with McKissick and Gibson?
I don't understand that.
They were supposed
where
to
are
use
they?
That. That's what I kept waiting to see.
Has Max Major taken over?
Him out
he's,
wide.
He's hiding them. It's an illusion. Like we were
right.
promised all
see,
these mismatches.
You see
I
how creative Andy Reid and I guess Eric Bieniemy, he gets credit for it. You know, he's the offensive coordinator, allegedly. I mean, you see how creative they are with their personnel groupings?
Maybe Gibson can't run
yes,
a route.
They were getting slurped
no, that's what
nonstop
he did.
Last night.
He
I know how effective they are.
I know,
he
but it's not like
that
he
was.
I know, but he caught like 3 balls a game. Maybe there's something in the route running. There's
no,
gotta
I
be
don't
a
think
reason.
So. No, I think the reason is Scott Turner is a noob.
Yeah, maybe it's
He's just as raw as Haskins.
You may believe that. I don't know. I saw that
Scott Turner has. I think didn't he only coordinate like three games last year? I mean, it was
He took over.
I mean, look, for what it's worth, it's an opinion, but I saw that John Keim, who comes on our show every Monday at 7 o'clock, one of the best insiders in the game on ESPN.com, he tweeted out something within the last half hour that he looked at the film and thought Scott Turner actually put them in a ton of positive positions and called a great game.
It was his best game so far, by far. But I still would like to see more of what we were promised.
Problem is, if your trigger man stinks and can't get the ball to people, then the best design game plan doesn't matter.
Yeah, I love how I've convinced Cakes in 24 hours. Cakes went from give him 16 games. He's
you didn't convince me. Ron Rivera convinced me.
Right. Well, Ron, I convinced Ron, and then Ron convinced you.
You convinced Ron.
Right. I mean, I just had
now you take
sense.
Credit. I'm the one who said pull the plug on him first.
Yeah, by the
well,
way.
Yeah, you called it before the season even started.
By the way, getting back to the Jordan Reed injury. He wouldn't have got hurt if he wasn't playing on the worst turf in the league. About 100 guys have knee injuries when playing on that field.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I just want to be clear. The EP was not dumped because I was too risque. The servers crashed.
That's what we're telling our listeners.
Oh, that's actually what happened.
You were dumped as well.
There were some things that were dumped, but in the middle of it.
That's not why it crashed.
No.
Thank you.
You were dumped so much it crashed.
That's not true.
Overloaded the system.
Is he allowed to talk about like the former wide receiver Louis Lips? Is he allowed to?
That's too descriptive. What?
Yeah, I think once you get into that territory,
about a football player.
How long have you guys been doing radio?
Segment separated. I'm just having a little fun now.
About these answers, way too long.
I think it's fine, but nobody wants to get in trouble, so it's fine.
But eight seasons with the Steelers.
God forbid we don't talk about the Pussycat Dolls any longer. It's going to ruin my day.
It really wasn't about the Pussycat Dolls. It was more about the first part of that.
I know.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. We can't get away from it.
What was her name anyway? I was going to look her up to see what she looked like.
Peralta.
Jesse Peralta. That was a cute
good
girl.
Memory. Good pull, Jason.
I got a name for you to look up.
Her name is Rayanne Elora Sousa. So it's best I could do. Rayanne Elora _
Who is
Sousa.
This person? Why is she popular?
All right.
Or allegedly
she
popular?
She is a Brazilian doctor who participated in a Miss Bum Bum competition.
Nice.
Bum Bum Beach.
And then if you look at her Instagram, you'll see why.
Okay.
And now, since she participated in the contest, she can't get a job back as a doctor. She had to take time off to compete, and now nobody will hire her. She's too hot to be a doctor.
She's too silly.
You got to look this chick up. Her name, I don't know how you can be a doctor at 26. How's that possible? Can you be a doctor at 26?
Maybe in Brazil.
Maybe in Brazil.
You can be a doctor.
Classes.
He'll be a doctor. What, Kurt is 22 or 23 right now?
He's 23. He's just
right, so he'll be like a resident.
Right. So you become a doctor. Now you still have to go through your residency, but he'll finish his 4 years and Kurt will be 26, almost 27, whatever
all right,
it is.
Well, that's what she is. I mean,
it's probably her first year of residency.
Correct.
Well, I don't know. So here
you go. Who knows?
And remember, Kurt took a gap year, too.
Her name. So I just put it in the Hangout. I want you to look up that chick's on Instagram.
I just looked up.
Rayanne Sousa. Huh?
I was going to look her up on Google, but I don't. All right, so I'm going to go on your Hangout here.
Actually, a lot of the pictures she's in. She's in her doctor's outfit. Oh, there's some bum bum pics. Yeah, you got to go about halfway down, and you see a bunch of bum bum pics.
You want her cutting into your knee? You want her operating on you?
I don't know.
Bum bum, that's for sure.
She participated in the Miss Bum Bum.
Should
and now
we do
she
this?
Can't find work as a doctor.
We've lost our edge. Back in the day, a story like this comes up. We would have gone to sales and said, get a surprise. Get us like a necklace.
What, to have a Miss Bum Bum competition?
Yes.
We'd have four dudes in it. We'd have Rom and A1.
No, but not if we got a really good prize from one of the jewelers or something like that.
All right.
I'm just saying, back in the day, that's what we've done immediately.
I know. Well, those days have passed.
Keywords back in the day.
Yeah, we've done all the competitions.
Jason, do you like that type of bum-bum? It's a big bum-bum. Jason usually likes the really thin bum-bums.
Yeah, I like the small, tight bum-bums. I like the tennis player bum-bums.
Well, this is a – that's a 10 out of 10 bum-bum. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Jason, did
no,
you?
No.
You
it's
did?
A bigger bum-bum. It's kind of like
– No, what it's was, not like it's a not, Kim it's Kardashian.
Not, it's not humongous like – what is Ice-T's wife's name?
Coco.
Yeah.
No, she got a silly bum-bum. I don't care what Lurch says, he'd be sized here.
Oh, let me see.
I'll put a Instagram.
All right, well,
right,
I mean, she's definitely hot.
Yeah. I don't know how she can be a doctor. There you go. Look at the hangout.
Man, the EP is light today. We're talking about Miss Bum Bum.
Oh, yeah.
Light? I'd actually say it's great today.
It's light.
It's not light.
The only good thing to come out of Brazil are their steakhouses. I stand by that.
That's not true. Well, I don't know what
soccer.
Else is good.
Soccer and steak
yeah,
houses.
Exactly. Some great soccer
okay,
players.
Okay, what else?
Silly beaches. Okay. Did they film Blame It on Rio in...
I would assume. Coffee. I'll give them coffee, and I'll give them the Duran Duran album Rio.
Right.
There's like four
That's
good
it.
Things to come
That's
out of
it.
Brazil.
Yeah,
right.
That's
I can't name any more.
Pele.
Yeah, JP Googled her. He found a bunch of pictures of her bum-bum. All right, so I don't know why this is in the EP, but Valdez put it in there, so we'll talk about it. It's bizarre to me, but there is a huge market, apparently, for Tiger Woods' backup putter. So,
how did you guys not bid on that?
Well, because I don't have $150,000 laying around to pay for his backup.
You will if Novavax goes to $1,000 a share.
I might. He had an exact replica of his Scotty Cameron putter. He actually had a few of them. And this is the one that was most similar to the putter that he's won 14 out of 15 majors with. And, you know, he always would have two or three bring every week, but he always ended up using the same one. And it's his backup. And I don't know how they got their hands on it, but it was sold for $154,000 at auction, Lurch.
That's
and it's not even the one he put in play.
Valdez is going to sell his screenshot of Tiger naked for about half that. He's going to be sized.
Right.
Because you can't find that picture anymore.
How much for Valdez to turn that into a t-shirt?
I'd wear it all the time.
You wear that?
Yeah, I definitely would wear it.
You would get fired. You couldn't wear that at work.
Well, there's no one here to see it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think you would
Except
still get
the
fired.
The ladies who work
do
right
it.
Down the hallway who would
yeah,
definitely
don't do
report
it.
You to HR.
The only one that would see it is Drab. And then Trimmer when we go off air.
Yeah. Drab would get all turned on. But don't do it because you'd get fired. So don't, please. But.
What a waste of money, by the way. I would never buy Tiger's backup putter for $150.
Well,
I don't care if I won the Powerball.
Would you buy one of the Red Sox legit World Series rings?
Or Curt Schilling's bloody sock?
Yeah.
Or
like the ball from the 20th strikeout from Roger Clemens.
Well, I wouldn't spend $154,000 on it.
Right. There's nothing, right?
I might spend, $50 on it.
Right. Well,
what am
I saw
do?
You
what
spend
do
$1,500 on a jersey. Didn't you spend $1,500 on a jersey?
I know. Yeah. I wish I could give it back and get the $1,500
back. Because he was flush with blackjack cash.
Yeah, that was house money.
Why don't you put it on eBay? Which jersey was it?
Nubs, Houston Astros.
It was a signed Astros
Clemens
jersey?
Yeah, it was his seventh Cy Young signed Astros jersey.
All right, can you get rid of that? Just sell it.
Well, who's going to buy it?
Right.
You might be surprised.
There can't be a big market for that.
How much would I put it on eBay for?
$20.
Or Facebook Marketplace?
$1,000. Not Facebook Marketplace. That's alerting. You'll get some guy coming there with a gun.
Roger Clemens wouldn't even pay $1,000 for his own jersey.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to get? $100 for it?
Well, you paid $1,500. There's got to be some.
That was years
for
ago.
It.
That was years ago.
All right. You got to get something for it.
No, it's just going to stay on the wall.
Hey, what happened to the lady that took your dining table?
Yeah. What happened?
She paid.
Oh, she did.
Pay. Yeah, she paid.
This is a massive story.
It is not a massive.
Why didn't you
story?
Give us the update?
I forgot.
All right, so tell us what happened. Did you guys shame her into it?
I forgot about it.
Did you get shame her?
No. I mean, my wife kept texting her. All right, what's your Venmo? Right. She requested her on Venmo and all that stuff, and then she finally paid.
So was it a misunderstanding, or was she trying to get over?
I don't know. I think she's clueless.
When we started insinuating stuff on the air without calling her out by name, do you think that had anything to do with it?
I have no idea.
Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like maybe she was willing to pay all along. They just didn't have the Venmo address.
She didn't strike me as a listener.
Right. Well, you don't have to be a listener. That's people just tell you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that happened, but I guess it's a possibility.
How quickly after we talked about it that final time did she pay? Like the next day?
No, it was still a few days. Right. Maybe three.
She couldn't pay because she didn't have the Venmo address. They botched the communication.
That might be incorrect. True. Incorrect.
Hey Lurch, yeah. how have the transactions been since you've taken over and demanded half up front and all that?
Hasn't had a job since.
Hey, you know what? Serious. Sometimes there's pain when there's a transition.
I have a serious question for you.
Have you lost out on any bids because you said you were going to set the price?
No. There was one guy. There was one guy who wanted a pretty big job. He lived in Alexandria, and it was probably we were going to set the price at $3,000, so $1,500 up front. But he never came back and approved the $3,000.
How much to hire Teresa?
Yeah.
To come to my backyard, okay, mm-hmm. and stain my new outdoor furniture. How much?
How much furniture?
A big ass table.
Right.
A big bar.
Ooh.
And maybe some chairs.
Ooh,
how much?
That's probably $4,500, maybe $5,000.
What? To stain it?
Staining's a pain in the butt.
Wow. I just want her to come over and just bring a rag and do it real quick.
Well, just driving over there is a pain in the ass.
I have the band stain for less money than that.
By the way,
$4,500
on my patio.
Yeah. Yeah,
are you kidding?
That's your friends and family rate?
Yep.
Wow. Hold on. How long would it take her to do that? Like one afternoon?
No, probably multiple. I don't know. You'd have to ask her. You want me to get her in here?
You can ask her. I'm not doing it for $4,500.
Teresa,
no chance.
Come here. How big are the tables?
It's
and
big.
And the bar?
The bar is just the top, by the way. It's not the whole, you know what I mean? It's just a wood top.
Come here. How much to stain a bar and a big-ass table?
Big-ass table.
Yeah. How big's the bar? How big's the bar in length?
The bar is just the top.
The so top of the bar.
Yeah, I don't know. Five
Eight feet.
5 feet. I don't know. 5 feet.
Right. The top of a bar, 5 feet. And how big's the table?
The table's big.
Big table.
It's got the two extensions in it.
Stain.
Outdoor stain.
Plus, you got to drive to his house.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
She goes, for you, 10 G's.
10 G's?
No. I'm guaranteeing it's in the 4 to 5 range.
What? Yeah. Yeah. 45 G's?
Can you go to Home Depot?
Are you
and
insane?
Buy like some,
why don't you compare it?
Rust-Oleum for $150.
Tweet it out. See how many offers you get.
I would kill her. $4,000? There's no chance.
I'm telling you.
No, are you kidding?
What do you think is going to be? $1,000?
I would just buy the damn stain myself in a rag and slap it on.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll look good.
I'm sure it's tough.
Isn't it new furniture? Didn't you just get new furniture? Why are you messing with it?
Yeah, it is, because it's outdoor furniture. And, you know, you've got to treat it, or it starts to silver. And I thought I didn't mind it, but...
Starts to add them?
Yeah, it starts to add them. But I prefer the wood look than the silver look that happens.
I'd have it look at silver and save my $4,000.
Yeah, I'm not paying. I wouldn't pay anybody 4 G's.
Right.
She'd have to...
I'm just telling you,
driveway.
That's what the price is. If you want it to look good, that's what you pay.
No, I like the aggressive.
If you want it to look like an amateur did it, you do it yourself.
But see, this is what's happening: is Teresa used to get business. Jason is such an aggressive pricer; she's not going to get any business anymore. Yeah.
That was what I was getting at.
Remember, that is my price.
Yeah, that is so finished.
What an exorbitant price.
Dude, I'm telling you, why don't you just check it out? See what a job like that costs on the open market.
What do you know? You've done extensive research on the market.
I'm going to get my guy that mows my lawn to do it. I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know what he says.
I'm going to ask him.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Mows your lawn.
Fish.
I'm sure he's good.
Cakes. EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're up next.
Boom.
Right here on The Fan.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.